Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
With the rise of vintage, the so-called new Temu tax and the desire for vintage clothing, is the charity gone out of charity shops? Chanel Williams works in the area of e-commerce and retail marketing. Chanel, you're very welcome to the programme. Thanks for joining us today, first of all. Are there blurred lines now between the likes of the online second-hand retailers and the work that charity shops have always done and done so well?
Hello, thanks for having me. Well, there is definitely, we've definitely seen a change in the trend, but to be honest, we've seen a massive influx in footfall in charity shops over the last few years, especially over the last couple of years. You know, last year we collected, 80,000 bags of donations across our stores, and that was an increase of 20% versus the previous year. So as much as, there's more opportunity for people to buy online and with these new platforms, they're still donating back to charity shops and still shopping in charity shops.
Are they though? Do you know, because like I often hear of people who go into charity shops, buy good quality clothing and items at an affordable price, take it home in bags and resell it at a higher price on the likes of Vinted and other platforms.
Yeah, but resale platforms, there's definitely been a growth in that culture. But I suppose we're still benefiting from the overall thrift boom, shall we say, where secondhand and vintage shopping is more mainstream now. It's not just needs-based, but it is still needs-based. We still have people considering the cost of living pressures and shopping with us, but also we're seeing it become more of a trend in terms of people wanting individual fashion, still wanting to shop sustainably, as well as, I suppose, it's appealing to a lot more people now. Mm. And as much as people are reselling for a higher price, maybe we're still benefiting from getting that initial sale. Yeah. And, we're still a charity at the end of the day. Yeah. So we are still trying to, get as much income from what we have to support the services and the charity that, we're doing, but also to provide for people as well who are still shopping based on the cost of living and based on that affordability as well.
Because I suppose that's really the point of this, isn't it? If you have somebody that is dependent on buying clothes, shoes, whatever they need in charity shops, and they're now going in and competing with somebody who's in to purchase some sort of designer coat or bag or item that's been left in because it's a vintage piece, that's where it can be difficult.
Yeah, but I suppose someone who's shopping from an affordability perspective is not necessarily considering what brands are selling and not necessarily looking for that high ticket item that they're getting, for a steal as well. But also, the more people who are reselling, the more people who are using these platforms, in one way it's good, in one way it's bad, but we're seeing a higher cycle, I suppose, of fashion going around. So because people can buy things on Vinted, on Depop, on eBay, they're more likely to donate something as well, and their cycle within their wardrobe is probably turning over a lot quicker as well.
Is it counterproductive though? Joe Lenehan, sustainability journalist, is joining us here, Chanel, on the line too, because if you take somebody who's out buying loads of items, low cost items in bulk in 2 and 3 sizes, paying to get them shipped to their home and then sending the whole lot back, sure, does that not defeat the purpose?
I know, Andrea, it's such a kind of a tough one, isn't it? Because there has been such an amazing increase in secondhand shopping, which is fantastic, but only if we're actually reducing what we're consuming overall. Like if we're just applying the same principles that we've had to fast fashion that we are to secondhand shopping, well, then that's actually just generating more waste again. So you're right. Like it's great that secondhand shopping is becoming more popular, but if we're not actually targeting the overconsumption habits in general, then we still have the same issue. We're still creating a lot of waste and we're still just passing things around.
We have this new €3 flat fee on items under, it's €150, isn't it, from outside the EU, the kind of the so-called Temu tax, as it's known.
Yes, this is it. And look, I mean, for consumers who are used to shopping from those retailers, it's going to be very annoying because you're going to see a massive increase in the cost of those packages. What I would say is I would just, it's great to, slap a tax on something because it does obviously impact the pocket, which impacts behaviour. But I think it's really important for everyone to understand why that tax is going on. And that tax is going on because so many of the products that are coming in from those retailers are really unsafe. They're being made in horrible conditions for the workers. They're being made with materials that are damaging to health. So the reason that that is happening is to stop all of these products coming in. A lot of the time, they are very, very low quality products. They're products that you can get in Ireland, in Europe. So it's to actually protect us. I know for people who are buying things very cheaply, you feel like, oh God, here I am being charged again. But it actually is for the benefit of your health, your safety, and of course then the environment, because you have these things coming from across the world, unvetted, unregulated, coming into Ireland. And they're having really, really serious cases like this. So I know it's annoying, but yeah, there is a greater reason for it.
But it's only on the products, though, from outside the EU. Like, that's not going to prevent, you know, somebody, and look, I mean, I have to put my hands up here, I'm guilty of this myself, sometimes buying the one thing in two or three different colours or sizes and then shipping the whole lot back again. Like, that's not necessarily going to prevent that.
It's definitely not, but I suppose looking at the bigger picture and standing back, it is going to shift behaviour. It is going to make it more difficult to do that, and ultimately that'll have a trickle-down effect. So what the EU really wants to do is to be like, listen, can you actually buy those things from a local retailer? Can you buy those things from someone who is, you know, in your area and really needs the money? Can you buy that second hand? It's trying to shift behaviour. Of course, it always comes down to the pockets, because that's the first port of call, and I know it is going to be annoying for people, but the impact is to actually have a really positive effect on everyone involved, on the ecosystem, on your shopping habits, on local retailers, on all of that, and actually bring it back home.
Have you noticed that, Joe, in Vision Ireland and even, you know, talking to other charity shop managers as well, the amount of products that are being left in from the likes of, you know, Shein and other kind of sites, Temu sites like that?
Absolutely. And the big challenge for them is that they're completely overrun with these products. And the thing is, Andrea, they're not good products. They're shoddy. They're not going to wash well. They're not going to wear well. So it's very, very hard, you know, for people coming into a charity shop to want to pick up those items. Like, one of the great benefits of going to charity shops is that you do get those little gems. You do get the things made from really good quality materials, the things that are a little bit more expensive. That's what you want to be going into a charity shop and picking up, is the quality, not the quantity. So I know charity shops have become more expensive, but if you think about it from their standpoint, they are having to be, I mean, look, Vision Ireland have what can only be described as a football pitch size warehouse in North Dublin, trying to manage all of the stock that they simply cannot pass on. They're trying to manage it responsibly because of the sheer volume. So they're trying to pay people to look after that. They've got massive costs.
Yeah, is that something, Chanel, like that's the sort of quantities and numbers we're talking about, is it, of stock?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, last year we received over 80,000 bags of donated product through our stores, and it was a 20% lift on the previous year. And that has predominantly come from the likes of, you know, that low value product. So it is causing, you know, a lot more volume, a lot more operational support needed within the business. Like, it was over 307,000 kilos that was processed.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, isn't it, when you say it like that? Laura Mullett, fashion journalist, is with us here on the line today. Like, Laura, I'm sure you see this day in, day out, just the recent uplift in vintage and second-hand purchases.
Absolutely. And I agree with what the ladies are saying, and they're able to articulate it so well. I think we all want to find a bargain, and nobody wants to be codded out of their hard-earned few bob. But I don't think any of us want to order something that might have chemical traces on it, like forever chemicals that could be left on our skin. Or, you know, we don't want to maybe order something that could be detrimental to our health or is made in bad working conditions. On the flip side, people are going to charity shops, and we don't maybe want the charity shops cleared out to be sold on Vinted when people genuinely are trying to clothe maybe their children for September in little uniforms and little separates and things and swimwear and things like that. Like, charity shops are a lifeline for a lot of people to be able to clothe their families. So I love a charity shop myself. I find gorgeous things, but they do really fill a gap in a community, and especially maybe a poor community where people are stuck and they know, oh my God, I could go in and get XYZ. What I find hard lately about charity shops is the prices are obviously gone up an awful lot in certain ones. Like, where I live locally, I'm in a small town, it's quite cheap and people donate very regularly. Whereas I think sometimes when I go to the bigger cities or whatever and I see charity shops, it's, you know, things behind glass cases and, you know, designer shoes. Now, I know obviously these things are donated with a heart and a half, but you do wonder, God, if something's selling for 200-300 euro, would it not be better to, you know, it's just hard to understand. Yeah. But the more money that goes to charity, the better. But people that I know that shop in charity shops don't really have that kind of money to spend. They might be, let's say, anyone in I know as a stylist might be like, okay, what staples am I looking for? I might keep an eye out over the next few months for a really good blazer, a high quality secondhand blazer that I'll wear at least 50 times and etc. So it just, I think going into charity shops on a mission to buy things is good, but I think someone filling up a trolley and then selling it on Vinted, it is a little bit selfish.
How do you decide the price of the items, Chanel, that are handed into the likes of Vision Ireland and other charity shops and stores for resale?
Well, for us, we have, I suppose, a pricing guide so that it is consistent across our stores, and we do it by brands, basically. So that's, you know, the teams within the stores learn how to do that as well. And we have kind of like a bracket for, you know, and we have for, I suppose, low value items as a ceiling, just because we don't expect, you know, for those items to sell at a higher price. But then just with reference to the likes of having glass cases, and that's only in probably a few of our stores where we do design a product. I suppose because charity shopping has become much more commercial, we're trying to appeal to the wider range of audience that we have walking through the door. So even though we might be selling a designer handbag for €300, that bag might have been €1,500 at RRP. So we're trying to cater, and it's only in specific areas where we can recognise that that customer is coming through the door as well. And obviously that doesn't cover all of the store. We still have our usual charity prices for the stock that we have donated.
Yeah, this listener has got in touch to make the point today. I think we all just need to stop buying so much clothes. It doesn't matter whether it's new or secondhand. People have mountains of unnecessary clothing and footwear. The whole thing is totally unsustainable. Joe Lenehan, Chanel Williams there from Vision Ireland, and Laura Mullett, thanks a million for joining us. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.